So many people, they do devote themselves to money. They trust in it before God, so it's an idol. For some, it's sports. For some, it's a job. Some people put their faith in the power of music to guide their soul, to give them healing, or the power of technology to deliver them and to provide them security in life. When they're in distress, it's not the Lord they run to, but it's one of these things that they run to in their times of need. When they're, you know, having in spiritual distress, what can I turn to? Well, I'm not going to turn to the Lord, but maybe I'll go to some kind of technology, and it'll ease me. I'll go to music. I'll go to my job. I'll go to sports, and it'll heal me, and with what I'm dealing with. Music and work and money, they're not evil in themselves, right? We use music to glorify God. We work. God provides work for us, provides our needs through that. That's not bad. Money is something that God blesses us with, and we use to take care of our families and to provide those needs. Those are not evil things in themselves. But every day, people take those things that are not wrong in themselves, and they serve them before God. They set them up as an idol. My life is about pursuing this instead of the Lord's will for my life. Sometimes it's a real person, right? Sometimes the idols that we worship, are they real people? I think we're seeing that a lot right now, as people have all throughout history. People devote themselves to a man, or they devote themselves to a woman, and trust in them rather than God. They care more about their allegiance and trust in a person rather than their worship of their Creator. They care more about pleasing a person or heeding their advice rather than pleasing God and heeding His word. Now that person's an idol that you set up. And ultimately, we all have to meditate on our own heart. What's the things in my life that I'm setting before God? What are the things in my life that I run to in my time of need rather than God? You know, what are those things that I'm finding rest in and I'm trusting in to deliver me or you know, give me a more comfortable life rather than going to my God and serving Him? I think that's a daily decision we make when we're confronted with this choice. Am I going to turn and serve an idol, or am I going to turn and serve the Master? You can't do both things at the same time. You can't serve an idol and serve God. You can't serve mammon, money, material wealth, gain, and serve God at the same time. You're going to have to make that choice. And when you make your choice, your back is going to be the other thing. Who's going to have my devotion? Is it God or is it me? There is no God like our Creator. Following anyone else or anything else as your spiritual shepherd, the one who's going to take care of you and provide, other than ultimately God, is going to yield disappointing results. And it's going to warp you. It's going to cloud your heart. It's going to darken your heart. And it's going to make it harder for you to be who you are supposed to be for God, serving Him, reflecting His glory and His image. But I'll tell you this, if you will choose to set God first in your life, you're never going to be let down by putting your faith in God. You are never going to be disappointed by being more devoted to your Creator. There's never one time where I have ever put my faith in God and been disappointed for it. There's never been one time in my life where I said, you know what? I really need to serve God rather than my own desires. I really need to serve God rather than do this, and then I was disappointed. No, God doesn't disappoint. God is a faithful deliverer. He is a sure refuge. You'll never be disappointed by being more devoted to Him. And God deserves it. And He demands it. As our Creator, God has every right to demand our devotion. And yet He loves us. And it is a blessing for us when we do so.